Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting on-site from the NBAA convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Cessna is riding high on the crest of the business jet sales wave, and it just got higher this week at the NBAA convention. Besides the volume orders from ExoJet and Japan Air Systems announced at the show, the Wichita-based aircraft manufacturer has so far logged 53 walk-up orders from customers during NBAA 2007. AIN sat down with Cessna Chairman, President, and CEO Jack Pelton this morning to get his take on market conditions, as well as what new products the company has in store.
The NBAA show this year really exceeded our expectations. We came into the show excited about the 30 orders that we had for Citation 10s with ExoJet and the six citations going into Japan, which was great for that marketplace. But what we had no idea is that one day into the show, we've already had 53 additional citation orders, which is, you know, very, very exciting news and continues to show the strength of the general aviation and business aviation market.
Now, the large cabin concept here again, it's not a launch program yet. Where are you on that?
When we announced the large cabin concept last NBAA in November, we were hoping to be able at this NBAA to make an announcement, but it came earlier this year in September. So we've been spending a lot of money on the program. In our mind, it's a go program. We've been touring the mock-up around the world, continuing to validate the configuration, and we hope to have that announcement and orders taken by the first quarter of 2008.
What kind of timeline and what kind of performance numbers do you think you'll see when the finished product?
Well, the airplane is it's a 0.80 airplane, 4,000 nautical miles, and we think it has the best value of any aircraft in that class. From a timeline, we've already made some major selections that we can't announce as far as suppliers, but we think that some of that requires all new engine development programs, which would require a significant amount of time. We're looking at 2013 for entry into service for the airplane, and that looks like we'll be able to hold that development schedule, at least where we are today.
Now, you continue to develop your current product line. You have the CJ4 coming out. Also, you're working on the XLS Plus. Can you tell us a little bit about those airplanes, too?
Yeah, well, you know, while we continue to expand our product line, you know, this year we introduced the Skycatcher at the lower end, and we're going to introduce the LCC. We think it's very important to stay also core to our knitting, which is in the light midsize business jets. The CJ4 we introduced last year, and it has been responded very favorably by the market with over 170 orders sold out to 2014. The tooling for the prototype is 50% complete. We've flown the engine on an engine test bed. We're making great progress on that airplane, and we are excited about certifying it in 2009. The XLS Plus we also introduced, which is a nice upgrade to the existing XLS. It remains very strong with the backlog out into 2010. We've flown the prototype. We're beginning production on the first serialized cut-in of those changes. And it's with the Collins ProLine 21 and the FedEx on the engines, we believe that product will continue to go well into the future.
Now, you've taken the first step in the winglets for the first time. Can you tell us about the winglet program and how that might filter down to the other citations as well?
Well, we entered into an agreement with Winglet Technologies to look at a STC program to be able to do an aftermarket for winglets on the Citation 10. We're going to learn a lot as we go into flight test in the coming months and trying to get that wrapped up here by year end. We'll look and see what the performance benefits are of winglets, and we'll certainly look at other products to see if they make sense. They've got to earn their way onto the airplane. It's not safe to say that winglets do earn their way onto an existing, especially our straight wing products. We'll first see what we do on the Citation 10 and then take a look after we get done at other products.
Now, the Citation 10 winglet program is a retrofit right now. I imagine you're looking at putting in production airplane as well?
Well, it is a retrofit program. We continue to look at how we can make upgrades to the Citation 10 to make it a product that remains viable long into the future, because it's an important piece of our product strategy, because that's the airplane that we hope people will step up into the LCC. We haven't made the decision as to whether we'll cut them into production. A lot of that's based on what we learn in the flight test program and whether we see if it has an adequate benefit that people will be willing to pay the additional price for a Citation 10. We have a lot of other things in our back pocket on the Citation 10 that we intend to do in the coming years, and when the timing's right, we'll make those announcements.
Now, the Mustang entered service this year. How is the customer reaction to that? What are they saying about the airplane?
The Mustang's been a phenomenal success. We not only Has the product proven itself, but the ability to ramp up our production to over 40 in the first year, and we hope to deliver over 100 next year. The feedback we've gotten from our customers is that it's operating without exception, without any flaws. We've had one that's already taken a single pilot flight around the world with Fred Firth and his Mustang, and we've delivered our two of them into Europe, one of them on an N registry, and our first one with a EASA certification and European registry into Denmark is occurring this month. We couldn't be more pleased with how that airplane's behaving.
And the rest of the product line is pretty strong too, right?
The rest of the product line is phenomenally strong. We're increasing our production rates from this year we'll deliver 380 business jets to 480 next year. And that's staggering growth and quite a challenge for us to be able to produce that kind of volume on an annual basis.
Now, what are you doing for Cessna's 80th anniversary that comes up in December? What's the plan?
Well, we have, instead of making a single celebration in December, we've been celebrating all year long. We've tried to have events for our employees and our customers. We had an open house earlier this year that was a lot of fun for our employees and a lot of fun for people to come out to the factory, our retirees, and we've done a lot of things during the year to continue to celebrate. We don't have an event planned in December as a single milestone. We thought it was best spread it out during the year, and because we still have a lot of work to do at the same time.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, reporting from the MBAA Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. To get more news from the MBAA Convention, go to www.ainonline.com, and for the latest video coverage of the MBAA Convention, go to www.aintv.com.